Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk. Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk, 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 let's talk.
Yeah, it is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's Wednesday night. Yeah, we're coming to you live right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, keep that dial, Tony, because we've got a very interesting show for you tonight. We're going to be doing an interview with the organizing committee of the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend in Philadelphia on the 25th of June. And also a couple of Liberian recording artists going to be on live. So keep that dial, Tony, because you're listening.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Yeah, I'm your host, Bismarck, right here on Radio Talk 101.3, coming to you live this Wednesday evening. Yeah, we're going to be doing an interview tonight with the organizing committee of the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend going on in Philadelphia, the 25th of June. So don't forget, you got to be there. And we're going to be talking to a lot of the Liberian recording artists that are going to be performing on that show. They're going to be in Philly. Yeah, Philly going to be on fire this weekend. LIB going to be in the house. LIB stand up. Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The program starts at 10 and it runs all the way till 12 o'clock, so keep that dial tuned in. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy, or you can just call in to send a request out to a friend or a family. Or you can call in to holler at their LIB recording artists when they're on. Hey, keep that dial, Tony. We ain't going to waste no time because we got a great show for you tonight. If you got something to get to eat or drink right now, go ahead and get in. Get right back to the radio because it's going to be popping in a few minutes. Hey, it's Radio Talk 101.3 with Bismarck right here on your radio. We're going to get it started with some of my Black Diamond, the song, Why Should I Wait?
I wish that the world could have one understanding. Preachers, politicians, and ministers. Make the world a better place for the children. This one is for Black Diamond.
Say, Lord,
about next in line. All they want to do is sleep for themselves. Give bodies a Lord our daily bread. Send down your rain, your holy rain, just let your people drink so that we can live. Standing on the mountain, feeling so blessed. I and I fighting for my people, yeah.
Tonight, we're going to be talking to the organizing committee of the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend going on in Philadelphia, and also we're going to be talking to a lot of Liberian recording artists and musical ambassadors right here on Radio Talk 101.3. So keep that dial tuned in. The Liberian Music Awareness Showdown is happening in Philly at the Connor Hall on Saturday, June 25th, 2011. This is going to be one of the biggest series of LIB artists event in the U.S. Red carpet hosted by the one and only Talese Supercute, sir. Music by Mr. Unpredictable, Levy Johnson, or Levy Jones. Special guest DJ, Louis, and all your LIB artists under one roof. Can you imagine that? It's LIB time to shine, and it all begins in Philly. So, yeah, it's happening in Philly, June 25th, LIB, Liberian Music Awareness Weekend. Tonight we're going to be talking to a lot of Liberian recording artists right here live on Radio Talk 101.3. We have a few right now. We have Ms. Wanjie Charlotte on the line. We have Cavalli on the line, and area code 716, this is Bismarck. Introduce yourself.
Yo, this is the boy Jay Younger in the building, though.
Big ups. 5-6.
Jay Younger.
All right. 5-6, area code 561, please introduce yourself.
Hello, this is girl Wanja in the building, definitely. Wanja from
Big
Miami.
Big up, Wanja. That's what's up.
How you doing, Bismarck?
Area code 302, will you please introduce yourself?
This is Benji Cavalli from Dover, Delaware, representing LIB.
Big ups. We got nothing but LIB in the house tonight, and I mean,
sure.
It's going down. It's going down. Well, let's start off the show. We got Charlotte with the guys right now. This is gonna be like the first time a Liberian recording artist have ever gathered together in one place under one roof in the U.S. to do a show. So, I mean, how do you guys feel about it? We'll start with Charlotte.
Well, I personally, I feel very great. I feel excited. At least there is some type of work going on, some type of work being done towards Liberian music. At least it's being noticed now, and that's really exciting.
Definitely, definitely. Kamari, what do you think? Kamari, Benji?
Yeah, I'm here. You guys are breaking up a little bit.
What do you think about it? I mean, it's the first time LIB recording artists are getting together, I mean, in this much number. To
man,
do a show up in, you know, in Philly. So it's big.
It's about time, man. You know, I would say it's about time, you know. You know, this is something that don't happen often, you know, and I'm very proud, you know, to see all of our Liberian, you know, people coming together, you know. And I wish all of the Liberian people would come out there, our fans, you know, to come out and support. You know, we love LIB. And I'll be for life, you know. So, you know, if all the fans out there listening, you know, please come out. You know, it's all for you guys. You know, it's about time to put our country up. You know, we see the other nationalities out. It's up there, so we got to do our best to represent our country. So, I'm happy and I'm very excited.
Yeah, it sounds true, and Vehicle 716, I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Jay Nyakonde.
Why do you think it took so long?
No, that's it. Everything happened for a reason. We're just waiting for the right time, and now I think it's the right time that LIB can show a different image. A lot of people don't know Liberia. All they know about Liberia was the Civil War and stuff that happened back home. And now for us to come out and show a different image and different positive view of life and show them things that Liberian people also get talent. They've been down for so long. They've been through a lot of difficulties, but we still get. You know, we still get talent. We can still push to the world. We can do something better, not just wars. You know what I'm saying? And for all the artists
exactly.
To get together in Philly, Liberian artists to get in Philly, I think that it's a great thing. And I hope this not be the last. This will be the beginning of the success and the beginning of new history for Liberian artists to keep getting together and doing this. Now we're excited about this, and I'm waiting to meet everybody out there, though. Yep.
Very good. Yeah, I'm excited also. You know, Radio Talk 101.3 going to be out there live. You know, we're trying to follow you guys, you know, and lady, you know. Miss Wanji,
I mean,
I've been looking over the list of artists performing at the show, and I think there's only two females, right? How do you feel being a minority?
Well, you know what? I don't even know what to say. Being amongst so much guys, it's like, I don't know. I really don't know what to say right now. But I feel very proud at least to be one of those that are on the list, to be one of those that are noticed out there as a Liberian artist. Not just any Liberian artist, but a very good Liberian artist. And I believe that's a proud. I feel very proud.
Yeah, I do too. I do. I feel proud for the LIB recording artists, you know, and musical ambassadors, you know, because you guys said, it's overdue, you know, it's long overdue. And Benji, I mean, is this just a beginning of something that is going nowhere, or should we expect an annual event?
I think it's going to be a huge event, you know. You know, to have all the artists under one roof, it's going to be spectacular, you know, something heavy, you know. And I believe, I got my faith in that. The amount of people calling me today, you know, even going to my fan page, you know, talking about this show, you know.
Somebody has a radio or something grinding in the back. Can they turn it down?
Yeah, it's kind of grinding.
Okay, Benji, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple of my fans, you know, going to my fan page, you know, talking about this show, you know. Liberian people I've been speaking, you know, the artists in person, you know. So it's something,
yeah.
You know, it's a blast, you know, it's a blast. You know. It would be great.
It is, because, you know, I've been hearing the buzz around the town also myself, you know what I'm saying?
Darling.
And that's all I've been hearing about, the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend. So, I mean, hey, we're going to be there, so it's a blast. I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, Liberians are known for, you know, starting something and then
and don't finish.
Not taking it further. And especially with the Liberian musicians or Liberian artists, you know, you people haven't really been united. So should we say that this is a beginning of unity and a beginning of something to continue
years to come? True to that. You know,
yeah.
Speaking about being united, you know, I'm not going to call names, but I haven't been in a situation where I have to go head-to-head with a fellow artist or whatever it is. But I just think in order to be successful, all of the artists, you know, have to come together, you know, and support one another, you understand? In that way we will be stronger. Instead of, you know, if a guy come over with a new track and another artist, you know, see a friend, you know, shining, and then they want to say negative stuff, you know. You have to support one another. And then if we don't, if we're doing these things, you know, and people out there will see, you know, that we are serious about, you know, what we do. And, you know, and then they will follow, you understand? They will follow, you know. So we have to respect ourselves in order for people to respect us. So we got to do this, man. We got to do it, you know. Nobody else can do this for us, but we have to do it, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we see this as the beginning, and, you know, we're going to keep watch, and we're going to, you know, we try to follow you guys, you know, to let the world know what you all are doing, you know. And I say big ups to you guys for, you know, pursuing your craft, you know, your musical career, you know, and keeping it alive for LIB. But we're going to get back to more conversation. Let's get into a song now by Charlotte Wanjay. you know. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your dials tuned in because this is just the beginning of the program. We got more LIB recording artists coming on after this song, so keep that dial tuned in and make sure you stay by the radio. You don't want to miss this. So we're going to get back into more conversation with the artists, but let's get into this song now by Charlo Wanje, the song Turn It Up, right here on Radio Talk.
Concerning the the musical situation in Liberia in reference to the industry and the Liberian artists, their music and sales, and the response of the Liberian populace to the Liberian artists didn't sound too good. Didn't sound too good. And, I mean, he was just blunt with me about it, and he just admitted it. So, I mean, you as Liberian artists here in America, overseas, with all the advantages, you know, compared to them over there, I mean, how do you see this situation, and how can we fix it? You know, because the piracy in Liberia is uncontrollable. He says the Liberians prefer listening to foreign music, Nigerians, Ivorian, Sierra Leone, and Ghanaian music, and European music, Western music, instead of their own Liberian music. And he hardly heard any Liberian music being played in Liberia by even the DJs. So you as Liberian artists, what do you say about that?
Well,
okay, go ahead. Hello?
You can go ahead, because I'll see you.
Yeah, we'll go with ladies first. Ladies first.
Okay, okay.
No problem.
Well, you know what? This same issue we had, talked about it on the other radio, Kapai Radio. I think KY Radio, I mean, they had an interview there about the president bringing a stranger in the country, another foreign artist, to perform on Liberian Independence Day instead of a Liberian artist. And all of this issue
right.
was raised up. And, yes. And, you know, I personally would tell any Liberian artist around the world, don't give up. That's the first step. Because when you give up, then apparently you're making the audience, you know, the Liberian people who do not like to listen to we Liberian artists' music, you're giving them the right to believe what they believe and giving them more options to listen to other people's music than our music. You know, we all understand that our people particularly, Liberians particularly, do not like their own things. They don't even like their own culture, period. They like other
right.
people's things. So, yeah, they like other people's things. So in order for you to get these people to really, know you, you got to first start off as, you got to keep on doing what you believe in and what you do best, but you can't give up. And also you got to find ways to really get the taste that they want. If they like to listen to a certain type of music, do something, whatever your talent, if you're a diverse type of artist, whatever you can really do to really get these people's attention, you got to. Because, and then you can't really listen to all the time. You can't listen to what people would say anyway. You have to do you and keep on doing it. Remember, you're not doing it for any other thing. You're doing it to better the country. You understand?
Exactly.
And as far as
exactly.
those artists that are in Liberia and that are going through some, the same situation or a lot worse than we will go through, I would just keep on telling them to keep on standing there and keep on doing what they're doing, keep on pushing. You know, somebody else will appreciate it if they don't appreciate it. But at the end of the day, at least you're big enough Liberia. The name Liberia will always be on the map. You understand?
You hit the point. This is Cavalli, by the way. You hit
go
the
ahead,
point,
Cavalli.
You hit the point. You know, I was about to say, you know, based on what you just said, I was about to say something like that. But okay, I also would like to say, in order to get the music out there, you know, for the our Liberian people like the artists, I would say, what about the DJs? You know, the
exactly.
We the artists, we can do the work. You know, we will go in the studio, but we cannot do everything, you know. We will make the music. But in order to put the music out there, you know, it's up to the DJs, too. You understand me? You know, they have to play the music.
Cavalli, you make a strong point.
Yeah, they got to keep playing the music, you know, constantly, you know. You know, when you're out there, you know, you go to a party, you hear more Nigerian music, Ghanaian music than Liberian music. And we do have talents. We have talents. We got so many records out there, so many albums out there. You understand, but they would not take the initiative, you know, to play the Liberian music. You know, I don't know if they don't trust, you know, what we do, but we got sounds, we got equipment, we got fantastic producer out there. They're making good music, but they don't want to play it. You understand? They don't.
That's true. So, that's true. You know, you go ahead.
the fact is, along the year, that name Liberian, behind the music, they already condemn it. Okay?
Right.
That's one thing I see from our people.
It is. That's
couple,
true.
A couple
That's
of weeks
true.
Ago, I was on, how you call it, LRB Radio, right?
Uh-huh.
I sent two tickets to get play on the radio. On the first track play, the first dude I called him was the DJ.
Okay.
Dude was personally. I ain't tell you, I know what you call constructive criticism, but he went personally. You know what he said to me?
Yeah.
He preferred me thinking in my dialect. That me trying to do music in whatever English or whatever thing it was. That he went personally. And I was like, you know what? Because it's not everything you're going to retaliate. So I like, you know why I accept the criticism? But you know what? The first thing you should have done is listen to the song. They just played the song once. You was a DJ. You know music. Music for the person to get the music, they got to listen to that music at least over and over.
They don't. They don't want.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't give you the.
So
they don't want to. They don't want to take
but
the time to listen.
Yeah. They don't do it. He just heard a song on the radio, boom, 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 boom. He was the first person that pointed, you know what, I can't even play that song. I can't even play that song at a party. You need to do something else. And guess what? When they played the second song, he had nothing to say. He said, oh, this one I can rap to it. This one I can play on party. I said, you seen that? So the first thing you should have done, at least listen to the song before you can give your kind of a criticism comment. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, run point home,
that's
man. That's what we do, you know? Yep.
That's
yeah.
true. I agree with you 100%. We just had another artist join us, Area Code 704. Will you introduce yourself, please?
Hey, gentlemen, this is Black Diamond.
Hey, Black Diamond. Welcome
Black
to the show, Black Diamond.
How you doing, guys?
Ladies and gentlemen, Black Diamond is the chief organizer of the... of the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend going on this 25th of June in Philadelphia, the biggest Liberian musical show ever in the U.S. Big ups to you, Black.
Yeah, thanks.
You
I
know.
Appreciate this more.
Yeah. Since you're just joining us, you know, we're talking about issues in Liberia, you know, concerning the local artists in Liberia and the plague they're faced with right now, piracy, you know, the abandonment of their own Liberian audience and all of that. Ms. Wanji and Benji and his name is giving me a little problem. Jerome?
Jerome, okay?
Okay. They all raise good points, you know, and before you comment on it, I just want to add to what Jerome said about the DJs.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to parties and other activities where Liberian DJs, where they're playing, and I hardly even heard a Liberian song played, you know, and if there was any play, they were very selective or choosy on playing who they want to play. And, you know, that is completely wrong, and that is one of the problems. Even the DJs on the radio, we ourselves have to do better, you know. They, you know, the DJs and the MCs and all of that, I mean, they have to, you know, take their contributing to the music industry, to somebody there grinding. You know, they have to contribute their quota to the Liberian music industry also, and their part is to help with the promotion of the Liberian artists. So what you got to say, Black, about what we're talking about here? It's a serious issue.
Yeah. Is there any way somebody can pause their phones? It seems like some noise going on in the background.
Yeah, some
noise.
Somebody's crying.
Yep. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. This is Benji. We on.
Okay, Black Diamond,
before you go
ahead, we just had another artist join us, Area Code 484, can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, what's up, man? They call me Raw Piggy, man. I'm from Philly. Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Raw Piggy?
Welcome. Raw Ahead.
Raw, aka Mister, I won't touch it.
Raw, aka Mister,
I won't touch it.
But that's touch it level.
Welcome to the show, Raw, aka Miss Bismarck.
Yeah, I am doing. Y'all ready for Saturday?
We ready, brother.
Everybody's ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, Black, let's go ahead. Let's get your point.
Yeah. But you know, like, I mean, I listened to the conversation when I first came on. I'll just make a reference to, like, for example, you know, a lot of our, you know, LIB dudes, you know, I mean, even down to the girls, you know, you drink Guinness stout, right? Now, I mean, Guinness doesn't taste in everybody's mouth, you know, the very first time, you know, you drink it, the first time you taste it. Right.
Yeah,
the moment, you know, like you take that thing in one, two, three, four times, start getting used to it. It's not just the taste that is that's going to be gone. It's like you're getting some other, you know, positive, you know, effect that's coming from the Guinness. But what I'm trying to reference to is the same way music is, you know, how music is. Sometimes you hear music for the first time, you might be like, wow, you know, I mean, what kind of music is this, you know? But the moment you listen to it over and over, you know, it draws you in, you know. And that's actually when the audience starts paying attention. And, I mean, I think that's what happened, like, on most of those radio stations around here, you know. Hip-hop, R&B, you know, those people ask the music over and over. So it's like you have no option but to like the music, even if you didn't like it when you go, you know. As far as, like, the details, you know, I agree.
Black,
with
just
my
a minute, Black. Just a minute, Black. Somebody phone or somebody has a grind going on.
Somebody holding at 9:05 late tonight.
If we can just keep it under control, you know.
Oh, something.
Okay, go ahead.
It didn't sound like somebody in the factory. Yeah, it's, you know, like the reference, you know, on the DJs, like, for example, I'm not going to call any names, you know. You know, like when I went back home, we had a big show coming up, you know, at the beach. And time was running out, you know. Yeah, time was running out, you know. So I kind of, you know, I turned to this Liberian DJ, you know, very big in Liberia, you know, to kind of help out, you know, with the promotion of the show. You know, and you know, like sometimes people will promise you, oh yeah, you know, we're going to do this, we do that, you know. So to my surprise, it's like, dudes, you know, charging me like a high, you know, I mean, like, you know, I mean, money out of nowhere, you know. So, I mean, I actually, you know, pay him, but they never actually helped to promote the show.
I might get one of these cards.
You know, and, hello?
I won't let them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, no, it's like, I mean, what I'm trying to say is like, we have a lot of DJs like that, you know. They'll go to events, you know, especially, I mean, you have the entire hall that, you know, is packed with, like, but you only playing, like, you know, I mean, all the nationality music. It's not that we don't love, you know, listen to other people's music, you know. But if you have your own, like, Liberian artists that are producing nice music, you know, I think it's fair enough to play some of those music, you know, I mean, music at parties, you know, and other events and stuff like that.
Okay, you make a strong point, Black. You make a strong point. Before we get another comment, we just had another artist join us. Area code 612. Will you please introduce yourself?
It's your girl.
Right. 612.
Yeah, this your boy G Raz.
Hey, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show. What's up, G Raz?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we got area code 610.
It's your girl, the Real Black Diamond.
Welcome. Welcome. This is Mark. Okay, let's get back to the conversation for those that just joined us. We're talking about the situation with the music industry in Liberia, the problems Liberian recording artists are facing in Liberia, piracy, you know, there's sales, no sales because the librarians are not buying the music and they're not listening to the music. So how can we fix this and what is the cause? So Black just gave his point of view. Anyone want to join in, give a comment?
Yeah, I mean, I would let the lady go first. If you're a Black family, if you want to go first, you can go.
Yeah, they have been running rock picking around for long. They ain't going to go.
Raw Piggy, you can come in anytime.
Raw Piggy, you forgot about you, man.
She went already.
From my perspective, I just think that we Liberians, we just need to understand the fact that our artists will not go anywhere without their support. We need one another support. If we just stop playing too many of other people's music at a party, at weddings and stuff, and just stop playing our music, just give it a chance. That's all we need. Just give us a chance. I swear to God, everything gonna be just how every other country is. But we're not trying to give anybody a chance. You know what I'm saying? So I just, there's nothing I can do. Sometimes things happen in front of me. I just think to myself, like, are you really serious right now? I was just in D.C. We did a show in D.C. And some lady told me that, oh, why can't you be singing like P-Square? And then I'm like, because I don't speak the language P-Square speaks. You know what I'm saying? And a Liberian lady told me that stuff. Liberian lady told me that stuff in my face. She said, oh, I like your song. Your song is very, very nice, bro. Why can't you be singing like P-Square? I'm like, what would you tell me to sing the P-Square when I'm not Nigerian?
Yeah. That was insulting.
Yeah. She said, what would you tell me to sing the P-Square when I'm not Nigerian? She said, oh.
It's all because of the DJs.
The DJs.
I
agree with you. I agree with you.
And they will ask you for your music. You would give them your music, then you know, we Liberian. Yeah. I'm sorry to say, if I offend anybody on the phone right now, we're so illiterate. I swear to God, it's so bad. Or DJ in Minnesota will be looking at me, tell me, dude, I can put you on, I can make you a star. He want me to bend onto his feet and beg him to play my music to party.
That's what's up.
Why he playing other people's music? Look, let me tell you right now, some Nigerian artists that they be playing their music at a party, they're not even well famous. But the music just leak out like me. Listen, I met Ice Prince manager. I met P Square manager. P Square manager go on my Facebook. If people, anybody is friends with me. I met that dude.
That G-Rod's talking? Is G-Rod who talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, G-Rod, listen, man. You know what I think about our grand people? We hit the way we talk. Yeah. We hit our accent.
Look, listen, man. I went there, man. I performed for Benke W here from Nigeria. I performed for them.
Yeah.
And this dude was a man. You guys are good. All the Liberian brands I'm seeing from Liberia, I've been performing to all my shows. Man, you guys are so good. Why be your country not ready to put in your own? Listen, man, soon Nigeria, pick anybody in any state that's doing music for Nigeria, soon as that person is a Nigerian, Nigeria will put their own, like they said, you know, they are superstars. How do people do? Because the people thinking, they're not thinking this guy going to get rich. They're thinking if this guy get on today, my country is on. That's Liberian mentality.
Right.
That's Liberian mentality. If this guy get rich, if the guy get on, when they hear his family, my family going to be poor. So I'm not going to make him get on till my family get on. I'm doing the same thing that this guy is doing. I'm just telling you, man. So, you know, I met with a lot of people. I respect Black Dama. Look, I look up to Black Dama. I respect him so much for all the hard work he's doing. I know a lot of criticism coming towards him. All the Liberian artists, the hip hop artists, everybody, I just respect us. Man, it's hard, man, especially in my community. My dad tell me all the time, Ben, you're not even going to be, it's not going to be easy for you in the Liberian community. It's not. People tell me all the time, it's not, and it's truth. It's not. Give me any microphone, any show, I will shut it down for you. But they will never respect you. They will call you. They will call you to go do baby shower. You honestly, you won't pay me. No, I got food in the baby shower. You stupid.
Yeah. We don't respect. Yeah, you're right.
You know. Look, all what you guys are saying, all and the lady, Ms. Wanje, yeah, with all due respect, all what you all are saying is all true. let's not forget, this trend has been going on for a long time. There is a problem with the librarian people when it comes to music, librarian artists in library. You know, the librarian musician had always been looked at as grown-up boys.
Yes.
You understand me? In the past. I mean, they were always looked down upon. It's just when some librarians had the privilege to come to travel abroad and saw the respect, you know, musicians and recording artists had in other countries, that they started to understand what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Librarian people as a whole have to build up that appreciation for their
That appreciation, you know, for everybody, not even a musician, though.
You know?
Not even our musicians. For our actors, for our actresses, for people that write books, everybody that doing the real well. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, look, let me tell you what happened, right? Some dude called Pascal Otuma, I don't know if you know him, he's in Nigerian movies. He was coming in Minnesota, and he told somebody that in Minnesota, he said, I don't want G-Raz on my show because G-Raz is not world new. So I want a Nigerian man on my show, and the person came to me and told me that. You know who told me that stuff? It's a Liberian. A Liberian man told me that stuff. So when I went to LA, I did a show in LA for him, for Pascal Otuma. Pascal said, "Oh my God, I didn't know you this good. When I told your Liberian brother that I never needed you, I didn't listen to your music. Why? He was supposed to back you. He's supposed to tell me. Say, no, this brother is good." He's about to stay on the phone.
Exactly.
He said, "Oh, okay, I will move it for your show," but he never back you. He never back you. He would say, "Oh, okay, you're right. I will put a Nigerian person on the show." You see that? You see what that nigga told me?
Yeah, you know, no, man. You know, another problem we're suffering from again. The Liberian DJs, they don't want you to crawl. They want you to walk. You know what I mean? You can't crawl before you walk. You gotta walk before you crawl. You gotta crawl before you walk. That's how music is. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you play a song one time, people aren't going to listen to the song. Just keep playing it, popping it, and get used to it. That's American DJ on American station. They're not nice, but American DJ, they keep playing the song. When you start playing your radio, what are you be hearing the song? Then they always start singing it. It will speak in your head.
You guys gonna hear me.
Look, all of this is true. Look, even a Liberian radio station DJ told me this, and I'm not gonna name him. He said that he won't play certain Liberian artist music on his radio show because the quality of the music is not good enough. Let me tell you guys something. The purpose of Radio Talk 101.3 is to purposely promote Liberian independent recording artists and African independent recording artists around the world. That's my purpose. Raw PK, I got beef with you because I got in touch with you several times and you never did send me the song. I'm going to put you on blast right here, too, Raw PK. You see?
Y'all can hear me?
I agree with you.
Policy stuff is, we go to the Liberian team at war.
I feel like bringing this to me. They feel like bringing this to me at war. I feel like bringing this to me at war. After 40, they ain't playing Nigerian music.
You playing Nigerian music?
Yeah. Where did you get school?
You got a radio station.
They feel like bringing this to me at war. They feel like bringing this to me at war. They feel like bringing this to me at war. After 40, they ain't playing Nigerian music. Are you crazy? They feel like bringing this to me at war. It makes no sense.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, big one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough picking. I got one more point again. Hey, you know, we got some guy in Philly. I don't want to say his name, but his name is DVD, LRD Street DVD. When I went to the DVD, I was watching the DVD. But I heard a lot of Jamaican song in the DVD. I don't know when I go name the thing LRD Street DVD, the Jamaican song playing me. Oh, hey, look, he got mad at me. He ain't talking me up to now. So that's what he's talking about right there.
Yeah.
Come on,
this thing is serious, yo, man. This thing is serious.
Yeah,
give me 3 minutes
for now. Rub again. Rub again. Let me talk about that. Let me got problem. Everybody know that, man. So just forget it.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to music and my fellow Liberian artists, I get emotional about it. You know, I mean, like the other day, when I asked all the artists to send in the music, I sat over here. I think you seen the video. You know, I posted a promotional video. As I was going through all those tracks, I listened to all these songs, and I was just shaking my head. You know, I was happy at the same time. You know, I had a little emotional, like. We have all these good artists, you know, we got all these talented artists. I mean, why are our people not supporting us? Why the DJs are not playing our music, you know? Like, the Liberian Entertainment Award. And I told G-Rise, you know, and right after his performance, I called my manager, I told him. G-Rise performed on that show, like, I was shocked. I know G-Rise got talent. But that kid, you know, he brought up, you know, I mean, he had the best performance on that show that night. I've been to shows before. I performed with Nigerian art, Ghanaian artists. I performed with Sierra Leone artists. And most of the time, you put these guys on stage, and you put us on stage, we rock that stage better than some of them, do.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, like,
exactly.
For example, I mean, yeah, I was in Minnesota one time that they brought Emerson, you know. I mean, Emerson, I mean, those are our brothers. And this is the thing that people got to understand. We have nothing against any artist, you know, from Nigeria,
thank
Ghana,
you.
Sierra Leone, or whatever.
Yeah.
But we just need support. But anyway, they brought Emerson to Minnesota.
Exactly.
We waited until 12 o'clock. Emerson had to get his vinyls $3,000+ before he entered that building. But we opened the show, right? We opened the show. Me and
right.
Reggie B, and I think it was another artist. We rocked that building. When Emerson came in, performed, the place was cold as ice. And I'm looking, I'm like, okay. You know, this is exactly the same, you know? I mean, y'all already know what we can do. I mean,
right.
But like G-Rod said, somebody said, our people, they don't want to see us, you know, I mean, moving to the next level. I mean, it's too much
energy.
Too much energy. Just like you said.
They're
thinking, that man going to make whole money and put it in pocket, you know what I mean? I'm not going to make him rich, you know?
Let me tell you. So when they sick DJs here, so they come with a wet double and a bartend table and stuff, and they be throwing party in the DJ, they don't want others to say they know so much. I mean, they used to go to school. I know a lot of names in Minnesota here. And I'm saying they won't support nothing.
Don't be
the bartend table, you know what I'm saying? No, I will tell you on the phone right now, Black Diamond. I will tell you on the phone. I will tell whoever on the phone. Give me a stage. Give me a mic. Leave the crowd with me. I will rock that crowd.
Yeah.
You walk. You
right.
Never will regret it. You
yeah.
Know what I did? You know what I did? You know what I did in LA?
Gentlemen.
You know what? I shut it down
gentlemen.
In LA. I left from LA. The people still calling me now to go back to LA. I went there. I was on Nigeria. I was the only Liberian on that stage.
We got the ladies on the line. They're too quiet. Where they
yeah,
at?
Yeah, gentlemen. Look,
yeah.
I'm so proud of you guys, including the lady. I'm so proud of you all. Look, man. I mean, words cannot express it. But I want to ask Black this question. Black, what motivated you to organize this Liberian Music Awareness Weekend? The reason why I ask you this question is because you know, I've had some conversation with the organizers of the Liberian Music Awards.
Yeah.
And during my conversation, your name was mentioned also, you know. So I'm asking you this question. What motivated you to organize this music weekend that has been long overdue?
Well, I mean, first, I would like to say, man, I love all my airline artists, you know. It don't matter what kind of music you do. Those that know me, you know, I mean, know the kind of person I am, you know. I'm not the kind of person that got a big head or doesn't want to associate with nobody, you know. They want to be in my own zone, just, you know. So, I mean, but the motivation actually, you know, and when I think about it, you know, sometimes it's like, it gets me kind of angry, you know, but, you know, I try to get out of it. And that last incident was
right.
When you were at the Liberian Entertainment Award. I say, you know, like, you know, artists that perform on the show, artists that were invited on the show, that they wasn't even treated as, just to say, you know, they wasn't treated as stars. You know, I mean, they wasn't
right.
treated, as just another, you know, I mean, no person that just, you know, I'm singing behind the microphone, you know. Like, the after party, I remember it was me, Georgie B, and I think I remember even when Jody was there, you know. We basically had to stand, although I was not performing on the show, but I went out there to perform with some of my artists, and I went to support my, you know, my people. But we were standing on the same line fighting with everybody trying to get in, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
The name of the artists that performed on the show, was it even written down on a piece of paper to say, oh, there's a VIP when they come in, y'all need to let them walk in? At the end of the night, the result was I got beat up by the same security guy those people hired at their event, and nothing that those people
Damn.
Did about it. They didn't say nothing. I kept those pictures.
Damn,
you know?
That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, if I show you those pictures, I ask you like 2 or 3 days later, you know what, you need to sue those people, you know? And I tried
That's
to put
sad.
It on Facebook. Yeah, I waited until like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and nobody from the entertainment world is still old diamond was silent. When I put it on Facebook, that's when people came
what
by to me, you know. I'm talking about it with
Are
fresh.
You serious?
And
I didn't even know
then,
that.
Then,
that
yeah.
Man, only have
the yeah.
money, my man. Only
yeah.
have the money. That's all
and
you want.
And then,
man.
You know, and the thing about it was, through all those things, you know, I mean, that was going on that weekend, those people that hosted that thing, some of them got into trouble. And I personally stayed over there until some of them got out. But it's like, you know, I was in a piece of, you know, I mean, whatever you call it, you know, nobody, Mr. Nobody, that they didn't give a damn about me. So I kind of look at it, I thought, okay, you know what? It's time that we have to step it up, you know. If nobody can do it, Chris Martin, not to brag about anything.
Yeah.
Up to now, my rent haven't been paid because I put it aside just to make sure I have a stage for my, you know, for my fellow artists, you know, to come so we can promote our music, you know, our people. Look at it, huh?
So you get
Kudos to you,
Black Dam. Yeah. Kudos to you.
I'm not gonna say that, you know, and try to say anything just to satisfy anybody. I had 2 eviction notices.
Yeah.
I couldn't pay me, but I want to invest in a way that I can have my people, you know, my brothers and sister on one step, so we can pull our music out there, you know, to, you know, pull those people to shame that are putting us down to that, because I know sooner or later we're going to be up there.
Yeah,
we will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Biggest
to you, Black. Biggest to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I must commend you on, you know, your trip to Liberia, because, you know, I took a look at all the clips you put on Facebook and all of that, you know, and I must commend you for going down in those places where some artists will not go, you know, because those people deserve it too. You understand me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I must commend you, you know, and guys, we're going to get back to more conversation, but let's get into a song before we, you know, get back into the conversation. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to the program Let's Talk. Tonight we are discussing with the organizing committee, organizer of the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend. that is going on in Philadelphia, the 25th of June, Saturday. I must tell you, it's going down, and you will have to be there. Don't miss it. You'll be able to see all your Liberian recording artists, musical ambassadors in the house on the one roof, you know, tearing it down. You're gonna be a weekend, you know, with a blast. So make sure you come out there. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now by Infamous TK, the song Repping Our Life.
Thank you.
Wow. Tell you the truth, I love it because I love competition. That's just me. Growing up in Philly, I love it. Yeah. But I wish there were some more, you know, females to come out. But, and I'm sure there's some out there, but they're probably just, I don't know.
I guess from your example, I mean, that would shine light and maybe they would get some courage, you know, to, you know, bring their career out to. But I know it's a privilege to have all these guys treat you, too, like queens.
Really?
Just so you guys know,
Raw Pekin, I got a question for you, Raw Pekin. Raw Pekin, you are a hip hop artist, and and I've been checking out the hip hop movement from Liberia, and man, I must applaud you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I can remember the days, you know, back in the days there, you know, when, peace be to his soul, the late Tigban Nimlen came out with the song Bez on Rap. That was one of the first Liberian rap songs. And and then the group Hayes and Harvey came out with another street rap. Now, you guys are coming with a hip-core rap, which is, man, I must applaud you guys, you know. How is the reception of the Liberian people towards the hip hop music? And also, how is the reception of your fellow Liberian recording artists, you know, towards you as a hip hop artist and the hip hop style?
Man, I'm gonna tell you the truth, man. The thing Z-Rouse was talking is the same thing, man. The people don't understand hip hop music is a different form of music. It's not R&B, it's not reggae, you know, it's a different type of music we're trying to bring into the music world. That's why Liberian people don't understand. So when you do your hip hop music, they say, oh, why are you doing it this way? Why are you doing it that way? That's how it's supposed to be. You can't change hip hop. Hip hop is hip hop. You know what I mean?
Right
now, we're just trying hard. You know what I mean? The people that are stopping us from hip hop from going out is the DJs. You know what I mean? They refuse to play hip hop music, even not even hip hop music, like great music. They refuse to play. That's the DJs we need to talk to right now. We don't need to be talking to nobody. We don't need to be talking to the crowd, to put up to the party. Nah, that like, DJs is the cause of the whole whatever stuff we're going through right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. But for my fellow artists, they show me love. You know what I mean? Everybody show me love. I perform, I rock the crowd. You know what I mean? Right now, I dropped my mixtape. My first mixtape is called Hip Hop USA, and it's doing good, you know what I mean? But we just need more support from the DJs, and that's it. Then we up there.
I appreciate your point, and I promise you that here at Radio Talk 101.3, we don't discriminate. You know, we love all. So please send it in to us. Let me ask you this, guys. Let's admit there has been a kind of divide amongst the Liberian recording artists, Liberian musical ambassadors. This program being organized by Black and, you know, his committee, it's a good step towards bringing the Liberian recording artists together, you know, in a form of unity. What has been keeping, you know, you all apart? What has been the barrier?
Let me answer that question.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Really? Well, this TK speaking, in case you don't know, Mr. L, I be pawing in my car and all that thing. But anyway, honestly, I think we Liberians, right? We got our back home mentality, you know. We think we better than the next person, so we don't like to collab with each other. Everybody just think their work is the best, you know. So, like, even if TK might not want to be on this person's record, you know, I think I'm better than that, or that person think they're better than me. You know, that's just the mentality we got, but they don't know when we get together, we can make history. Yeah, yeah, that's why it's no big ego in this thing, because nobody got to be record derailed. We all still on the same plan. We just got to, you know, get together and make this thing happen, man.
Yeah,
exactly. Cleaning, some people are cleaning poop with everything, man.
I know.
I'm fine. I bring my power and do any job. Hey, hello?
Can I come in for that? Can
yeah.
I come in for that? I think last year, the main reason why I went on that Liberian team and what even performed, I think last year, if Diamond, Black, you on the phone? Black Diamond, when Black Diamond went for his award, that's the only... That speech that Black Diamond gave, it really touched me. Black Diamond said, whenever we go in the studio, we shouldn't go make music to be better than the next man. We should go make music so our country can develop, so we all can be happy, we all can come together. Black Diamond, if you remember that speech you make on the, because I was watching the tape, I look at that thing, I'm like, damn. Dude, when you said that thing, I got goosebumps, I was saying that. He said, Black Diamond said, when I walk up in the studio, that's what I do, when I make music, I don't make music to say, okay, I want my music to be better when I come out than everybody. In that truth right there. When I was coming up here, nobody trying to give me the chance here. Nobody trying to give me the chance. Nobody trying to collab with me. And any other like real artists are in Minnesota, are coordinating. Nobody want to collab with me. I make my name for myself. After I make my name now, then people want to come. We just think we're better than the next man. That's it. That's it about it. Wow. So bad.
Yeah.
We need to stop that.
You're right.
We need to just stop.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Let me tell you.
Gentlemen, before we go ahead, guys, another artist just joined us. Area code 561.
It's me.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
This is Wanda.
Oh.
I lost signal earlier. I'm at work, so.
Wanda,
we have to have you back. We have to have you back. And also,
nigga, what's up?
And also another artist just joined us, folks. Another artist just joined us. Area code 770. Introduce yourself, please. What up, folks? There's a Sugar Vaughn. Sugar Vaughn.
Damn,
I'm
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, I'm happy to have you all on tonight, man. Hey, my man Sugar is here too, man. Yeah.
Yo, hey, this
one. You know, Sugar Vaughn is one of our strong supporters here at Radio Talk 101.3. It's a pleasure to have him around whenever. So, welcome, Sugar.
All right.
Hey, guys,
yeah,
what's
Bismarck.
Up, man?
What's up?
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hello.
Here's Mark.
Hey, so let's get back to the conversation, because this is deep, you know what I'm saying? We got another artist just joining us, Area Code 267. Please introduce yourself.
This is T-Sweet calling out of Bristol, Pennsylvania.
T-Sweet, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, we're talking about issues concerning librarian recording artists. So, guys, what has been the holdup in bringing the librarian recording artists together as one body, you know, because I strongly believe that if you guys can unite and work together, you know, you guys could have one of the strongest musical force around, you know, with so many diverse, you know, form of librarian music. I mean, it's so entertaining. You know, what is the problem, you know?
Yeah, Bears, let me step in a second, right? But it's Black Diamond, North Carolina.
Go right ahead, Black.
Going back to the Entertainment Award, like, I think it was the second annual, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I went on that stage, you know, to get my awards, there's one thing I was thinking is, and it was like, I mean, it was like a pattern, you know. I mean, we all, like, during audience, we're still here, you know, we're trying to make it up there. But it seems like, you know, you have some folks that really don't want to be on the same stage with their own, like, during audience, you know.
And
you
yep,
got some,
and I know
yeah,
some of them.
And you got some people that, you know, when they hear another librarian artist's music, they be like, oh, man, I can do better than this guy, you know, so I'm going to do the same song, you know, and prove to him that I can do better than him.
That was my message, you know. If you're going to do music, just do it for the love for the music. Do it to develop, artists, from your own country. Not to knock the next person down, because we all are talented, you know. So, with us having this event in Philly, the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend, it's actually, there's a sole purpose to bring Liberian artists together, you know. We're going to have maybe 5 minutes, 6 minutes on stage, but that moment, to me, it's very important just for the simple fact that, we had an all-star in Minnesota, but this one here, I know it's going to be a lot of people coming in, even if we don't get a crowd that we had in Minnesota, but this is bigger because we have a lot
of
Liberian artists.
You got
a lot of Liberian artists that are going to be under one roof, and I don't think this had happened before.
Hello, Black. This is Benji. Based on what you're saying, right? Hello.
Hey, Black. Yeah. Hey, Black. Look, man. Look. To all you guys, I'm looking forward to meeting all you guys in Philly. You know what I'm saying? And I must say thanks to you, Black. For what you're doing.
Thanks.
And hey, we'll see. Good talk. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
Thanks.
Yeah, I want to say something. This is Benji.
Hello. Sugar, that was Sugar Vaughn. Yeah, Black. Who's that?
Yeah, Black.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Emma.
Yeah.
This is Benji. Benji.
Go ahead.
Okay, Benji.
All right. Yeah. Based on what you're saying, right, about the Liberian Entertainment Award, I remember when we came back from that ceremony, you and I was talking about. Putting a union together, if we can all come together as a Liberian, artist, we should settle a union, in this way, all of the supporters out there, I think they will have more respect for us, You can add on to that because, you and I came up with that idea, but.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Benji. What's the status of the, let me ask Black instead, because Black just came from Liberia. Black, what's the status of the Liberian Musician Union in Liberia?
Man, I'll just put it, I'll just be blunt about it. I really don't know the purpose of the Liberian Music Union, because they're not doing nothing for our Liberian artists back there. Those guys are suffering. They've been taken advantage of. The copyright protection is not holding. You got people selling those guys like CDs, cassettes on the streets everywhere in the market, and the government is doing nothing about it. The music union is doing nothing about it. So, we just asking God, to just continue guiding us, because those guys aren't doing nothing for us. It's just the name.
Shout out to 231. Those dudes are so good. I'm gonna do music over and over and over and over. Damn, the dudes are good. 231, whoever they are, I think they're in Liberia. I don't know. The dudes are good, man. What?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Guys, I've been on the line. Yeah. This is T-Tweet. I've been on the line a little bit. I think it's right that I just say something out about now. First of all, I'd like to thank Black Dama, the Next Vision family, for putting up what I consider to be a very good idea. And definitely we're going to go out, we're going to support. But the thing I see with the Liberian music, I know they got a lot of artists that feel like they can't share the same stage with the other artists or whatever. As for me, I'm not proud at all. Because I'm not going to call names, but I met a couple of dudes like, yo, I need to do a song with you. Ain't about me trying to use you to get big, but I feel like the track that I got, your voice fit that particular track perfectly.
Yeah.
So I'll have you on it. That's the reason why I'm asking you that type of thing. But most of them, when I respond, they'll say yes. And when you call them later on, it's about, my man, you got to send me my plane ticket or you got to do this. And everybody was listening to this. You know what I mean?
We're not up there yet,
Exactly. Nobody can tell me what I don't care where you're from. You ain't get to that point yet where you could be requesting for money. Right now, everybody's just doing it for the love of it. Then number two, I blame the DJs too. I know DJs that are musicians that got their own song and they playing at parties, but they will not even play their own song, let alone play another Liberian artist song. They rather play.
My man, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is Rob Picking, man. This is Rob Picking. I'm talking about time for today, man. DJ, I'm playing Liberian music. I'll grab you and get you 25.
Yeah, I'll get on my beginning. We'll get all the DJs from the spot. Real talk.
Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk. We're talking tonight with LIB recording artists and musical ambassadors from around the world. Keep your dial tuned in because this is a very interesting program. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to holler at any of the librarian recording artists or musical ambassador right now on air. Or you can just call in to send a request out to a friend or a family. But keep that dial tuned in because Bismarck is on Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to get back to the recording artist from Liberia. But let's get into a song from Liberia, a recording artist, Mr. Monrovia, with the song Teardrop.
Oh, I said, hey, teardrops, that's what she do to me. 'Cause every time I see when she walk by, it's just a wink to me.
Took us on the trip with him with those pictures. And one thing I liked about what Black did is that he went back into the town and villages. He didn't just play in the city. You know, he went back to give those people who didn't have the opportunity to come to the city to see him the same opportunity to see him and hear him. So how can we fix this, you know? Anyone can stop and jump in.
All right, I'll go. This is T-Sweet.
Because, I mean, you guys complain about it, the DJs. We agree with that. I do agree with that, that the DJs are a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because I've experienced it myself. I've been there and seen a LIBA recording artist give the DJ that song to play, and they simply refused to play. You know what I'm saying? And I was ashamed. You know what I'm saying? So how can we fix this?
Yeah, this is T-Sweet. I mean, we blame the
T-Sweet,
DJ.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we blame the DJ, yes. We also got to look at the promoters. The promoters would prefer going to Nigeria to get somebody there to bring on their show, and they feel that's how they're going to make money. But then just look,
we
just
started
to get
on with that too, T-Sweet.
Huh?
But go ahead. We started off with that about, you know, Liberia bringing in a foreign artist for the Independence Days. So go ahead.
Right. I'm sorry that I didn't get to, because I always go back to 2009 July Independence Celebration. I was speaking to the organizers. They wanted me on the show so bad, but they wanted me on the show for free. And I'm not hating on Sunday Guy or whatever. They was bringing in from Liberia for $7,000. You understand? I just couldn't reconcile that. Why would I be like an international artist and you want me to go on for free, but he gonna bring it from
exactly.
Liberia for $7,000? And that didn't make no sense to me. And we the artists too. We got to have to stop making like good music, real real good music. And don't get me wrong, every Liberian artist out there. The thing about us, we got so much unique stuff. And what we got over the Nigerians right now is that we can do their type of music if we feel like it. We can switch our voices and do their music. But will they be able to do ours, Bema? Hell no.
Hell no.
So definitely we got a big edge over them, but if only we could just stick together, collaborate more. You know what I mean? Talk to fellow artists. Get another person's opinion on your song. It ain't time for us to be real big, acting like Big Shot. Oh, yeah, I got 20,000 views on YouTube, so out of shit. Like, real, real, real. It don't go like that. It's time for us to start appreciating ourselves more and recognizing the talents that we have. If we start doing that, I think the rest of the world is going to be able to see that too.
Unity. United we stand.
Yeah. And you know, like,
they're playing different country music at Liberia Team at War. They say Liberia Team at War. They play Serenade music and play Nigerian music. What school the DJ went to? Liberian Entertainment Award. Everybody went and performed. Liberian Entertainment Award. Big is there. Liberian Entertainment Award. Then you go to the after party. Then you hear no Liberian music. Where you at?
T-Sweet, Bismarck, it's Black Diamond coming in. Like T-Sweet just said, you know, I mean, what we can do to, you know, to progress, you know, to, you know, push our music up front. It's like, for example, like Benji, you know, has his album release coming out in New York, August 13th. You know, I don't think, like, right now we shouldn't put money in front of everything, especially when it comes to artist to artist. Because for me, my thing is, if you have your project coming up, you know, album release, whatever it is, you know, as long as you inform me, you know, at an ample time, you know, maybe a month, two in advance, I'm definitely going to make sure, you know, I try to, you know, take that time up to come and support you. You know, and I think, you know, artists do that for each other. You know, if you have the time, you know, your boy invites you, you know, if you can make it, you know, let him know, man, I'll be out there, you know, to give you my support, you know. If you can't make it, you know, just explain to him. Like,
I appreciate it.
You know, just let him know, look, dog, man, I really want to help, you know, but I'm sorry, you know, because of so, I won't make it. And you got some people that you will reach out to, they will ignore your message totally. It's like you're not even, you know, you don't even exist, you know. And, like, for example, you know, I send this message out to everybody concerning this show. You got, you know, some guys, they're all within the Liberian, you know, artist community. They didn't even respond because they feel like it's too good to be, you know, with the rest of us.
And
Black, on that,
I think...
You make a strong point,
I think
Black.
We
make a strong point.
We all should keep in touch with one another, you know.
You need to share
exactly
your contacts, your numbers, you know, email addresses. You know, I think it will keep that chemistry between us, you know, will be stronger. You understand?
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, this show,
man, I mean,
we're gonna set. We gotta set the bar for this show. This show about to have the Librarian Awareness Show. We gotta set the bar for it. We shouldn't go up in there fighting one another. We shouldn't
go up
in there and getting mad at one another. Cause since I heard about that show, I called all my fans from over there from the desk. They've been texting me in my inbox. They'd be like, "Oh man, that the hall that you guys got, the hall is a bad hall. They always fight at the hall." I was gonna call Black Diamond and ask Black Diamond. I got a lot of people over there want to come see me, want to come see us perform. And like, man, we are afraid of our hall because a lot of the LeBron boys just go over there. And if they can't enter, if they say they can't enter because of the clothes they wear, the way they look, and, you know, they be picking up guns, they be fighting and stuff. I'm not here for that. I ain't leaving my Minnesota to go for the Denver to get shot. I will shoot everybody over there. I will call LeBron. I'm coming with you.
Black Diamond. I mean, we can rest assured that this program has been, you know, properly planned, and everybody will be safe and secure.
Yes.
Guys, don't forget, you guys are recording artists, musical ambassadors. You guys are important figures. So, you know, Black, I'm sure Black has taken all precautionary measures for you guys.
Yeah,
and this is a big event. You know,
we got 10 security guys.
Yeah, just for opportunity that the hall got its own security now, and it got 2 or 3 security out there, you know, so. But, I mean, you know, besides that,
Excuse me, I'm about to leave you guys, so let me just say one more thing before I leave, guys. I'm in the studio right now. I got to get back to my session. I know we've been bashing. I know we've been bashing the DJs. But shout out to all the DJs. Shout out to all of you guys. We still love you guys. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to let you know.
I'm saying,
let's
have the word DJs.
We still love you guys. We just want you guys to just keep your wings.
We are one, man. We still love
you. Just help us out. You know what I'm saying? We can put LW in the mouth. We can put. I got my little brother, man. We're going to get his song, man. It's crazy, man. But hey, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Black Diamond. Shout out to all the artists. We're going to shut it down for the death year. It's going to be crazy. I'm ready to go crazy. Like Ipan, brother. Hey, I want my pound one. All right, man. I'll see you guys, man.
Who's leaving us?
We're going to see him in Philly. Before we get back to the conversation, let's get into another song, and then we're going to get back to the Librarian Recording Artists for more conversation before they get out of here. But let's get into another song, and we're going to get back to the artist. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
America's changing the colors from red, white, and blue to red, white, blue, gold, green. The colors of the rainbow, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And where's the United Nations in all this situation? Who's gonna stop the slaughter of the Libyan people? You know what I'm saying? Where are the leaders of Africa? You know they can't even solve the problem in Ivory Coast. How they gonna even solve the problem in Libya? Serious situation. I can hear the cry of the world. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? Are we living in a dangerous world? Political, some say I'm controversial. What do you say? You know the truth, and I know the truth. What we gonna do about the truth? Yeah, Obama in a timeout? I don't know. He sounds like a clown out. It makes me wonder if G. the Bush was around, what would be going on with the crisis around the world right now? Yeah, I know he put Charles Taylor in a lockup. Now there ain't no way he's gonna clock out. Yeah, I want to say to our Christian and Muslim brothers around the world, just love one another to make a better place for our children for tomorrow. Yeah, you know.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
LIB recording artist and musical ambassador, Sugar Vaughn, 231 artist. Hey, Bismarck. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And I'm sitting with the privilege of Liberian recording artist and musical ambassadors. Gentlemen, let's get back to it. Before we get out of here, Black Diamond. Can you give us a list of the artists that are going to be performing on the 25th?
Man, I just want to let the word know, man, because this is not just Philly, you know. This is the whole world. It's a movement, you know, going on Saturday. You got me performing, Black Diamond, of course. You got Mark Streaks, a.k.a. the LIB General. And you got G. Rice, you know, from Minnesota. And you know, you got the LIB boy, Jersey B, you know, Pound Wayne in my cup, more, you know, infamous TK, you know, I know. Jay Yacondi, you know, straight out of New York, man, my boy T. Sweet from Bristol. And, of course, you got Monroe on the list. Otto, a.k.a. Sugar Vaughn, is going to be in the building. You know, my girl, Jenna Jackson, a.k.a. the real Black Dumb, are going to be giving y'all the real stuff from Philly. And then you got my hip hop boy, True Story. Not forgetting Charlotte Wands, you know, from Florida. So she's bringing that heat, you know, from Florida. Y'all watch out, man. You got my boy, Benji Cavalli. Cavalli coming straight out of Dover. So we have Daddy Cool. And then we have my boy, L. E. Breezy. Just Too Real. Orlando D. You got Raw picking Mr. I Won't Touch It. You got Ross coming from Columbus, Ohio also. And then I finally Duke. Going to be in the building, my boy East Spain Street out of Atlanta also. And then you got Peter G and D. Walters, not coming from Providence, Rhode Island. And not forget my boy Nova Man. And then you have DJ One Life, Perry One Life coming from New York. And then not forgetting, you got Bucket Raw. We also have an addition because one of our dudes dropped, you know, but we won't say that right now. But we have a new artist on the block. Not forgetting the one and only Jay Supreme going to be in the building also.
That's what's up.
And we also got Patrick J. Yeah, Patrick J. going to be in the building, too.
Okay. And what time is the red carpet event kicks off?
Well, like I told my friends, man, the red carpet is at 7 o'clock. You know, I know Liberian people now when they say 7 o'clock, you know, which means it's an extra hour. But by 8 o'clock, by 8:30, everybody will be over there. But we're gonna be in the building. No, the place will be open by 7. Red carpet start at 7.
But after 8 o'clock, at 7 o'clock you start. Black Diamond, at 7 o'clock you starting interviews on the red carpet, right?
Yeah. Interview talking. So if you come late,
You miss.
Yeah, you miss it because what we trying to do this is a movie.
Black Diamond.
Yes, sir.
It's Rocky. I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You got
you know
who performing first, second,
third?
You got a list
right? No, we ain't got anyone, you know what I mean? I would tell everybody, I will open it because I know everybody open it. I mean, look, a lot of people don't want to go first, so I will open the show and then I come back later. So that one.
Yeah, man, that stuff crazy. A lot of people want to be falling back to do that, so you got to figure that out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we're going to figure that out. By tomorrow, we have to listen, you know? But, I mean, what I can say now is I'll open the show just to avoid all that drama.
Okay, Black Diamond. Yeah. What's the, let's talk about the price.
The price. Oh,
the price
is $10. $10 before 12, yeah, not 12 o'clock. Huh? After 12 a.m., it's gonna be $15.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. And the show starts at what time?
The actual show started at 10:30.
You playing a wedding?
Yeah, performance
and
started
is that
at 10:30.
After party?
Huh? Oh yeah, after party's going right. You know, it's going down in the same building, man. After party's going to start like about 1 o'clock. But the show won't be probably like a 2 hour show, like 2 hour 30 minute show.
Okay, and let me ask you this: are you people doing a welcome party on Friday or greet and meet?
No, we didn't make time for that.
What's about Sunday? Are you people doing a farewell party on Sunday or something?
No, it's not playing, but what we're going to do, like, you know, depending on the outcome of the show, we will make some kind of, you know, announcement, you know, pertaining to Sunday.
Okay, but I know a lot of the Liberian artists are going to be in Philly on Friday because the show is Saturday. So is there anything planned for, you know, maybe fans or the audience to have the chance to meet or get autographs from the Liberian recording artists?
Well, yeah, that's why we want the artists to come early, you know, on the red carpet, because the red carpet starts at 7 o'clock, you know, and then show, you know, the performance starts at 10:30. So, I mean, we're going to have enough time, you know, to interact with the fans, you know, before the show starts. So you got time to do autograph and all those things.
Okay. Okay, so that's what it's going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going down June 25th in Philadelphia. That's on Saturday, the Liberian Music Awareness Weekend. You have the privilege of seeing a lot of Liberian recording artists, musical ambassadors on the one roof. I mean, throwing it down for you, LIB style. This is one event you don't want to miss. So make sure you get out there and say I was there myself. So, Black, we highly appreciate your hard work, and to all the Liberian recording artists that are part of this show, and that all the Liberian recording artists that are here on this interview, I want to say big ups to you all, and Radio Talk 101.3 is definitely going to be in the house. We're going to be hollering at you all at the show. And we want to say, let this not be the first and the last. Let this be the first for more to come. So it's about time to get out of here. So each of you can say a few words before you get out of here to your fans.
All right. Well, everybody, I got to find my cup. We'll be in Philly.
We're going to have the last. Black, you're going to be the last. So
okay.
Let's start off with Miss Wanji. Ladies first.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Wanji. It's about time to get out of here. We're about time to get out of here. And we just want you to give your final words to your fans and the audience before you get out of here.
Well, I personally just want to thank everybody, especially Black Diamond, for organizing this, first of all. And I know a lot of my fans are coming, definitely, some from Jersey, some from Maryland. They're going to be on the ground. And I'm having a special treat for them after the my performance. So they should be expecting that. I just want to thank you guys, and I'll see you guys in Philly on Saturday.
That's what's up. Peace, Ms. Wanjie. All right, who going next?
Yeah, love to hear, man. Yo. Am I live? Am I live? I can't hear myself.
Yeah, go right ahead, Ruff. You can go right ahead.
Yo, man, everybody that come out there, man, you know what I mean? Come out here, we in Philly, you know, because I'm from Philly, so we here, man, you know what I mean? We're going to treat y'all good. And make sure y'all treat y'all good, too, you know what I mean? I got two girls for each man. Hey, man, I'm getting a girl for each man.
You
two, man.
Peace out,
man.
Don't
listen, Ashano, because of an
interview.
I'll call you
tomorrow,
boss. Yeah, this is T-Sweet. Let me just end mine. I mean, I'm sorry I entered the conversation lately, though, but I never heard anybody talking. I heard people talking about the union, artist union or whatnot. We're about to assemble under one roof for the first time, 26 to 28 artists. Ain't hear nobody talking about that OLIB collab, but that one song that everybody just going to say maybe two lines on, but it's going to represent LIB. Maybe doing that quick video, whosoever got the hook up on the video, because everybody going to be here at this time right now. I know it's too, you know, there's a shut call, but it's something that's necessary that I think we should do, like a collab, find a studio in Philly. Maybe I could provide, I don't know, anybody else could do that, whoever got a dope beat. You know, and I got access to a studio. We just go and do one verse. It could be for Liberia. It could be for Africa. But just that one song is going to show that we artists are strong together, and it's a possibility that we could be able to work together in the future. And I just want to use this opportunity to invite all my fans. I mean, the Roddy Me Man is going to be in the building. I got this new joint I'm about to premiere. Never been heard before. You definitely don't want to miss this, man. I'm so excited because so much talent under one roof. I'm a fan of what we're about to do down there. So I'm just excited. I hope y'all are excited as I am. Okay. And I look forward to seeing y'all as soon as possible. And thanks a lot, Radio. All right. Miss Bismarck Radio and Black Town. Keep it up, man.
Yo.
I appreciate it. Peace.
Yo.
Next.
Yo, let me end
Let's
this.
Run it up.
Yo, this is a bunch of room to our AKA Jen Yonkande.
Yep.
Still in the building. I'm working, but I'm at work right now, though, but I'm still keeping it light. Yo, I just want to say thanks to everybody for showing. Yeah, thanks to everybody for showing up on the station tonight. I'm real excited. I hope we had this crowd the last time. We're talking about what the president did about inviting new artists and Liberia to do some performance stuff, but yeah, we're looking up to seeing everybody out there on Saturday. I'm not sure I can say I got almost to see all my fans from Buffalo, New York out there, so, and I get some people coming out from Philly. I get a lot of people out there too that are willing to show up, so that will all just keep the word out, make sure everybody showed up. And what T-Sweet said, I will be in the studio all day Saturday. I'll be working with Big Brother, how you call him, Clarence, so I get a studio time out there on Saturday, so whoever out there you want to come up for us to do something, I get a studio time, it will be on me. So if anybody get out there, can just hit me up when we get in Philly. I'll be willing to help everybody get on that track. So, see you guys in Philly. All right.
All right. Next.
Yep.
Yo, it's if Miss TK, but I'm just going real quick. Like I was saying, yeah. I said it earlier, like, I mean, in a previous month, but I guess people probably didn't pay attention. I got this record called Repping LIB, and I mean, Radio Talk, you guys have the record. I've been saying that I need a lot of Liberians to collab on that record, so I mean, a lot of people probably didn't get to notice, but I mean, I got that record that I want to put everybody on just a shout out for Liberia.
I'm
going
to get you. All
right, that's
didn't
what's
get
up.
It. You know what
no,
I mean? But anyway,
you,
that's what's
you,
up. I mean, to all my fans, man, I see you silly. We be there, man.
I big us, TK. All right, next.
Yo, it's your boy, Daddy Cool. Yo, two of my fans, right. I'll be hitting the road on Friday and be going with a lot of fans. And I got some fans out there. And we're going to be doing it big on a one roof or LIB artists. So Peace out, man. Yo, watch out.
Peace out, Daddy Cool. We see you.
Okay.
Next. Who's going next? Benji? Benji?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Black, you're the only one left.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah. Besmar.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Besmar, just shout out. I haven't left the line yet. I forgot to tell my fans something also. So
right,
I got a little time. Let me just say, my first video is supposed to be coming out. It's called Wind It Up, and we actually did the video. We're gonna be finishing it up in Philly, actually, right after the performance when they are on the ground. If you know anybody wants to be into it or just join the party, hey, y'all meet us. You know, we'll tell you guys where to meet us. And we have the cameraman on the ground and everything else. So be, you know, just a couple of clips just to add it up to the video. So just so my fans know when you guys on the ground, y'all welcome into it and do whatever. Yeah.
All right.
Now y'all have some nights. I'm at work. Let me finish up what I'm doing here. My patients are waiting for me.
All right, Benji.
Yeah.
We got 2 more minutes, guys.
Sorry, guys. This is Benji.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man. To all my fans that are out there, you know, I just want to say come out. You know, it's going to be a spectacular night. All artists, all the LRB artists under one roof, you know, it's going to be some heat. You know, come out, get the experience, you know, of good work, you know, from your artists. Give us a chance, you know, to make you happy. Just try us, you know. See it for yourself, all right? It's your boy, Benji Cavalli. Peace out, love.
Peace out, Benji. Black, it's
you. I'd like to say, Brisma, thank you for having us on this show. You know, thanks to all my LIB artists, to my management team, Next Vision Entertainment. You know, and I also want to thank a kind organization personally for providing the hall, you know, for us to host the event. And thanks to all the fans that have been listening and that have been following up, you know, with all the LIB artists. We need your support. So come out on Saturday, June 25th, at that kind of hall, you know, 5533 Chester Avenue. We're going to give you exactly what you need. Good performances. So you're not going to be disappointed. So thanks for listening, and we will see you guys on Saturday.
And Black, also, Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black, I want you to tell the artists that we're going to be doing another interview with them on Friday during the daytime.
Okay, all right. Okay.
All right, so tell them on Friday during the daytime we're going to be doing another interview so people in the area, in Philly area, can listen to it during the daytime. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll do that, man.
All right, so, hey, have a blessed evening, and we look forward to seeing you, Black.
I wish you the same. Thanks, brother.
All right. That was Black Diamond and the rest of the Librarian recording artists and musical ambassador that's going to be in Philly on June 25th. Come out there. It's going to be a blast. Hey, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And it's going to be going down on Friday afternoon on Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to be talking more to the Librarian recording artists and musical ambassadors, and we're going to be talking to Black Diamond, the organizer and the organizing committee of the Librarian Music Awareness Weekend. So, hey, check us out and check them out on the 25th. Let's get out of here with some of my Black Diamond, the song Congratulations.
Yeah. Bet on everybody. Best time for celebrating. It's for days, got it. 1989, life was wild. And from it, so many people died. World War I, so many souls were lost. World War II, some children died. No more war.
Everybody
got it. Congratulations.
They got it more. They got it more. They got it more.
Congratulations.
They got it more.
I was first.
They got it.
Congratulations.
Hey.
Yeah. Like that.
Echo Boys,
they got it. Like they're a thing.
They got it.
Union Boys,
they got it.
Like they will thank you.
They got it.
United Nations,
they got it.
Like they will thank you.
Hey.
Nigeria,
hey.
Like they will love you.
Hey.
Ghana,
hey.
May God bless you.
Hey.
UNICEF,
hey.
Like they will thank you.
Hey.
Red Cross,
they got it.
Like they will thank you.
Oh, they got it.
And everyone,
they got it.
Like they will thank
Mama,
you.
They got it.
Let's celebrate.
They got it all. They got it all. They got it all.
Congratulations, Liberia. Congratulations, our president. Congratulations.
So they got it.
Come on,
they got it.
Talk 101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.